So today we're going to talk about the test of the Mun, the different approaches to the test of the Mun. In Perek Tezayin, the Torah begins by saying, "Vayisum elim v'nei shel tradu from elim, vayavo kaldas b'nei yisrael midbar sin." They come to Midbar Sin, perhaps more famously known as Midbar Sinai. Asher ben elim v'nei Sinai, so it's between elim and Sinai, so it's that area. So on the 15th day of the second month, from when they left Egypt, so about a month after they leave Egypt, they get to the desert of Sin. They complain to Moshe and Aaron. The people complain. So we should have died. It would have been better had we died in Egypt. When we had good meat, we had bread to satiate us. Ki yotzis ki hotzeisam olsado el hamidbar hazel lamis es kol hakol hazebarav. It's better that we should have died in Egypt when we had bread and meat instead of taking us out here in the desert to die by a famine. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, and so Hashem says to Moshe, "Hinenei hineni mamtir lochem lechem b'shemayim." I'm going to cause bread to rain down from heaven. And the people will collect it, I guess, each and every day. It's on the surface, it means that. Dvar Leman, this is what we're going to focus on tonight. Leman anasenu, so that I will test them. Will they follow my instructions or not? So what I want to focus on, what's the test? What's the test of the Mun? So Hashem's going to cause the Mun, the food to rain down from heaven. They'll collect it each and every day, so that I will test them, are they following my Torah or not? First of all, so there's what's the test? What's the Torah here also? Okay, so what are your thoughts? It's here.
Test is if they're going to believe in Hashem, and if they're going to collect the money when he tells them to, and not collect the money when he tells them not to.
Okay, so the test, you're saying, and so the Torah, so according to Ben, you want to say the Torah refers to the rules associated with the collection of the bud. In other words, he's testing them. Hashem has specific rules about you're supposed to collect the bond. Maybe it's Dvar Yom B'Yomo, each and every day. And the test is, will they follow those rules? Okay.
Also, not to store more than they need for today because they're not sure if they're going to get tomorrow.
Right.
So they have to suspend their own feelings and rely upon God to give it to them.
Okay, so following the rules reflects certain attitudes towards Hashem. Okay.
Right.
Okay, any other thoughts? Okay, so we'll go to the Mepharshim. There are about three or four approaches. Okay, we'll go through. So let's.
Even as I say that, it's a little strange because they were reliant on the Egyptians to give them food as well.
Right. So.
And they just had to accept that.
What do you mean they had to accept that?
In other words, they were reliant on the Mitzrim, and they
Okay.
think that now they would be reliant on Hashem after he showed them all the miracles, all the makos that he then
Okay.
performed there,
Okay.
as well as the Shira, where at that point they said, "Ve'aminu Hashem Moshe Abdo." Right?
Okay.
That now, when they saw the Mitzrim dead, that's when they finally believed him.
Okay. So you're saying it shouldn't be such a big test. Because if they had the
It shouldn't
miracles.
be.
Okay.
It shouldn't be.
Okay, so the Abravanel, we'll start with him. So the Abravanel asked this question. He says, Lamana said I Torasim lo. Kimanis Osam lechem. The Abravanel asked this question. What's the Nisayon? Right? It says Shem Anasenu. What's the big test? He says, "This is Zehoya Chesed Gadol, Lo Nisayon. This was a great act of kindness. This was not a test. If you think about it, this was an act." Hashem said, "I'm gonna." B'nai Yisrael complained, they don't have food. Hashem's gonna bring down food. Where's the test? This seems to be an act of kindness. So Rashi says, Labarada Sadu, Hayelach Betorasi, Im Yishmaru, Mitzvot Tluyos Bo. This is what Ben was suggesting, that the test was, are they going to observe the mitzvot that are associated with the mod? Shelo Yosiru Menu, Velo Yetzi B'Shabbos Lo Kot. That they won't hoard it, they won't take extra, and they won't collect on Shabbos. I didn't read the next pasuk. Pasuk Hay says, "V'haya b'yom hashishi v'chinas asher yaviu, v'haya mishnah asher al asher yilketu yom yom." On the sixth day, so they shall be given double the portion, and they're going to collect twice the amount on Friday. So the test is: are they going to follow the rules? They're going to have one portion a day and collect two portions on Friday. They're not going to collect on Shabbos. So that's the Nisayon, and that's the Torah. The Torah is not the whole Torah. The Torah is the laws associated with the mitzvos with the man.
Why would they believe in this to begin with? I mean, be a big Nisayon that this could actually work. I mean, this is something that never happened before, and this is something created from nothing. They were used to eating food all their life, whether they relied on the Egyptians or not. It was something that they could understand and accept. This is really a gamble for them. I mean, they had to eat, so they were relying on this thing working.
Right. So what you're saying is you're sort of responding to what Ben was saying. You're saying that if they rely on the Egyptians, so you know, shouldn't they obviously rely on here? But you're saying it's not that. I'm agreeing with you. And as you're saying is in response to what Ben was saying, that Ben was saying if they rely on the Egyptian, they certainly should rely on this because God is God. You're saying not necessarily. It's one thing perhaps to rely on Hashem to rely on food. People normally have food, but to go in the desert and to believe that food's going to fall from the sky, that itself might be more of a test. So that might be a different test, right? So that might be another test. That would be different than Rashi. In other words, it could be that Rashi just focuses on the halachos. Maybe the halachos reflect a certain attitude, but you're right. Maybe the test is something broader. It's interesting. The Ramban doesn't like Rashi's explanation. He questions it. You could argue, according to Rashi, it seems that the purpose, the difficulty Rashi may be, is it seems that the actual bringing down of the man is the test. In other words, if you want to say that Bnei Yisrael complain, right? Bnei Yisrael complain, they want food. So Hashem's response is, okay, I'm going to do a chesed. I'm going to rain down food from the sky. That's step one. And by the way, I'm also going, that itself is an act of chesed. And then I'm also going to test them to see whether they're going to follow the rules. So in other words, Rashi's explanation might work better if the Torah would have said in Pasuk Dalid, in response to Bnei Yisrael, Hini mamtir lochem lechem nishmam v'yosav v'lok tu dvar yom b'yomo, period. V'gam, and additionally, anasenu hayelech b'torah simlo. And I'm also going to test them to see whether they're going to follow all the rules. It seems that actually belief of whether it's going to fall might itself be the test itself. So, you know, Ramban, we're going to see Ramban in a second, but Ramban does not like Rashi's explanation. So I'm just suggesting that maybe it would fit better, according to Rashi, if it would have said v'gam anasenu. But
Yom Yom, it means that they have to do something also. Not everything has to come from them, like not doing any kind of work.
Okay, but I'm saying, I understand. I mean, that's what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying that they have to follow the rules. They have to do Dvar Yom B'Yomo. Yeah, I think that's right. I'm just saying that the Ramban doesn't like it, and I'm suggesting that maybe it's because it doesn't say V'gam. It doesn't say like it's a separate point. Another line of thought is Sfardo says and Or Chaim, they say something similar. Sfardo says Labada Nasedu Hayelach Betorasi Kishayia Mispardes Shlo Betzar. I'm going to see whether Bnei Yisrael are going to follow
my Torah when they get food easily. Or a Chaim says something similar. Ki lechem min ha-shamayim lo yitzterech shum tikkun. That when the bread falls from the heaven, you don't really need to prepare it. And there they should be free from any work. And I will see if they're going to follow my Torah. In other words, the purpose of the man is a test when we receive food easily and to say there's now no excuse for the B'nai Yisrael not to serve Hashem. In other words, B'nai Yisrael are complaining to Hashem, what will be, you know, they're nervous, you know, we're going to die of starvation. And really, throughout their sojourn in the desert, they're supposed to, I'm not sure what they're supposed to do, maybe study the Torah for Moshe. They're supposed to only be worried about spiritual concerns. So what Hashem is doing is Hashem is taking away any physical worries, any worries about material needs. So now he's going to test them. You have no excuse. You have no excuse not to abandon a life full of spirituality because you're being mitparnes shelo betzar, because you're penuyim now mikol. And maybe the point is to educate the Jewish people that the desire to do evil is unrelated to whether we have a lot or a little. In other words, there's always a chance. And Hashem's saying, yeah, we're going to see that it's also a test. It's not, people sometimes say, oh, if I had this, I had that, then I'd be able to serve Hashem better.
Two points I want to ask.
Sure.
First of all, Rashi says it was only Dustin and Aviram that went out on Shabbos.
Right.
Not the other 600,000 people that were there. So I don't understand why they make such a big deal out of Dustin and Aviram. That's number one. If I remember correctly.
Evan, why do you say they're making a big deal about it? Hashem is. No, so it could be they passed the test. That was the point.
They are Aviram.
No, I understand. So what I'm saying is that Hashem is testing them according to Rashi. They're going to follow the laws. And according to that pshat, that only Dustin Avira didn't follow it. So it actually says that B'nai Yisrael did very well. They all passed that except for Dustin Avira.
The other thing is, I think the first time they have Nisa in the Torah is by Hashem Nisa as Abraham.
Right.
So even as there, we've made it as a dagel for everybody else to proceed.
Ah, good. Right. It's a great point, Evan. In other words, when we're saying a Nisayod, who is the Nisayod for? Is it Nisayod for the people in the desert? Or is it Nisayod for us, the reader? If we could get there, Evan. The Rambam. We'll get there in a bit. Very good. So, okay, but so far, hey, Baruch, you want to say something?
Yeah, it can also be that, you know, usually when things go easy, it's just the opposite. You know, you go away from the shrimp.
Right.
Things are easy.
Right, but I guess... Right. So here he's trying to say, we're going to see, you think it's so easy, you know, you also, it's not, we're going to see if you're free from any material concerns, right, what will you do with that? Will you serve me or will you, right, but what's the test? The test is, well, I guess, will you reject? That might be in a situation where, you know, the presence of God is, you know, is not so clear. Here it's very clear. Hashem's providing everything for them, so they really should have no excuse. But, okay, so we have sort of Rashi, again, which is a very narrow explanation, that the test is simply going to follow the rules. The Sforno Rechaim are saying the test is whether they are going to use this opportunity where they have no excuses not to serve Hashem. The Ramban sort of points this out, I think Herbie was saying. The Ramban says, Aval, in the second line of the Ramban, he first rejects Rashi. Then he says, Aval, hu kemo she'amar hamachil chamon bamidbar shelo yodin avosecha. So this is what that Hashem feeds you mud in the desert that your ancestors didn't know. This is in Sefer Dvarim. Lamana noscha, lamana soscha, in order to oppress you and to test you. Leitivcha barchwisecha, to do good for you at the end. Ki nisayon hu lahem shlo haya biyadam mazon. Because It was a test for them. They didn't have food in their hands. V'lo yiru lohem eitzah b'midbar rak haman. The only way they can get food is the man. Shlo yadu b'tchila v'lo shom b'avosam. They never knew about this from the beginning. They never heard about this aspect of food from their ancestors. V'yored lohem, there's no precedent about food falling from the sky. V'yored lohem devar yom b'yomo. And that's the point. It's devar yom b'yomo, each and every day. Rains down. V'yarivu elav, they starve for it. V'im kol zeh, shamu l'lecha, tzachrei Hashem lo makom lecha. And nevertheless, they still followed Hashem in the desert, not to a place that did not have bread. V'kacha amar lahem od v'zachart is called derech she'olicha Hashem lokecha z'arvayim shana b'amidbar l'man anoscha l'man anoscha l'datz as asher b'lavcha tishmor mitzavim lo. And this is also connected to what was said in Sefer Devarim, that you should remember that Hashem took you 40 years of the desert to oppress you, to test you. Are you going to observe His mitzvos? Hashem could have led the Bnei Yisrael by way of the cities that were around them. But He took them in the desert where there are scorpions and snakes. The only thing they had was food from heaven. And to test them and to do good for them at the end. Why? So believe in Him. This obviously assists them in their faith in God. And so that is the Ramban. Again, so the Ramban says the goal is to test them. Are they going to believe that food will fall from the sky? Or will they simply say, we don't want to travel the desert, we want to travel by the city? So we have sort of three different explanations. Okay? Now, the Rambam says, where's the Rambam? So we have to skip a little bit. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim says the following. This gets to Evan's point here. The Rambam says, Before we get to the Rambam, this is the Ramban's position is similar to what's said in Maseches Yoma, with Daf Ayin Vav Mem Aleph. Shalo Talmidav Sar Shimon Bar Yochai, Mivnei Ma Lo Yarad Lohem LeYisrael Man Pamachas Bashana. Why didn't man fall down from the sky once a year? Aber Lohem, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, Em Shalo Lohem Mashal Lamad Dav Adam. I'm going to give you a parable to what it's similar to. Lamelch Basav Adam. Sheishlo Berachad, a king who has one son, Pasak lo bezarosa pavachas b'shara, if he gives him all his food once a year, lo yamakpil p'nei aviv lo pavachas b'shara, and so because he only gave his food once a year, so his son only went to see his father once a year. Amar pasak bezarosa b'chol yom. However, if he gave food for him every day, he didn't just give him a credit card, he said, you have to come to me every single day. Yamakpil p'nei aviv kol yom, so the son would visit the father every day. Af Yisrael, mi sheishlo arba, someone who had 4 or 5 children would say, maybe tomorrow there's not going to be food, everyone's going to die. So therefore, they're all davening to Hashem. It works. It helps them in their davening. It's a little bit different than the Ramban. Ramban says the purpose of this is, are they going to remain faithful? A test. So they're going to remain faithful so that they're going to still stick with Hashem and journey in the desert. And the Gemara says a little bit different, saying that it will encourage them to daven, and by davening, it will help strengthen their faith to Him. That's the Rashbam and the Ibn Ezra. They give these explanations similar to Yoma, to Maseches Yoma. The Rashbam says, Mitoshab Chol Yom 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 Because of this, because they every day they're gonna rely on me, they're gonna believe in me, they're gonna follow my Torah. Why? Because they're gonna daven to me every day. Because davening to me helps build emunah. Ibn Ezra says the same thing. A little bit different than the Ramban, which is it helps build their emunah because they're going to have to daven to him every day. So the Ramban is saying it's gonna test their emunah. And here it's going to say are they going to daven, which will build their Buddha? Okay? A little bit different. Okay.
But Rabbi?
Yeah.
They weren't to the position that they would die of starvation if there was no one. They brought with them plenty of cattle. Didn't they have plenty of cattle that they could have eaten?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure because you say because they were offering sacrifices. Yeah, so first of all, I don't know how much cattle they brought. Enough for 600,000 people with women and children. I don't know. Because, in fact, they complain that they don't have meat. So even if they have some cattle, it's probably not enough to feed them.
I don't think they could have eaten it only if they gave a carbon.
I'm sorry?
I think they could only eat meat if they gave a carbon.
Ah, right. So you say maybe until Sefer Devarim. Yeah, that could be also be Baruch. Yeah, I don't know if that's a muskam lakol according to everyone, but I know, right, there is a pshat that maybe eating meat for pleasure may only have been permitted in Sefer Devarim. Yeah, that's, I don't know if that's, but yeah, I remember that. Thank you. So let's get to the Rambam, Morning Bukhim. The Rambam, the Morning Bukhim says, Da ki kol nisayon shebaba Torah, ein kavanoso vinyono ela kidei shiedu bnei hadam matzrich lahem la'asoso, The Rambam says in Morning Bukhim Chela Gimel Perek Chavdala that every Nisayon that we find in the Torah, it's not for us. The people should know what is necessary for them to do and what they should believe. It's almost like a Nisayon is that someone should do one thing. The intent is not about that thing. It should be a parable that others should learn from this story and follow it. That when it says, the purpose of the man is in order to oppress you, to test you, to know, are you going to observe the mitzvahs or not? In yano ladas ha'umos zeh, that the nation should know this. That what we're saying here is the following, that if someone gives himself up to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. And regarding this, that's why it said, by the month, when it came down, I'm going to test them. Are they going to follow my Torah? Or not? Rotze bo sheyivchan bozeh kol boche v'yira im ha-hemser lavodos amoral maspik imena maspik. So we're going to say that we'll see that this will be a test to see this message that if you serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so a Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. So the Rambam says that this is a test for others, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to provide for us. That's how the Rambam understands it. So just by the way, the Ramban doesn't like the Rambam's approach because the Ramban actually quotes the Rambam, and he says, "V'Rabban Vordevuch Ladas Kol Yodea Ulanasas Hayish Toels Mavos Akel V'Yesh Bo Sipuk Tarachim Lo." Can Hashem provide for us? It should have said Laman, not Anasenu, but Laman Yinaseladas. So he says if it's for the future, it should say Laman Yinaseladas, opposed to Laman Anasenu. So basically we have four approaches, even five approaches. And the Rashi says very narrow approach, which is good. Are they going to follow? It's going to test to see. Are they going to follow the halachos, hilchos man? That's the first approach. That's the test. The Sfon and Orachaim are going to say, are they going to focus on all the spiritual concerns they should focus on in the desert? Because now they have no excuse not to, because all their material needs are being taken care of. Ramban says it's a test for them to see that are they going to follow Hashem in the desert and believe that each and every day food is going to fall from the sky. Related to this is it's going to build their emunah. Are they going to daven to Hashem like the Rashbam Ibn Ezra? They're going to daven to Hashem like the Gemara in Yoma so that they will build their relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam said it's not for Bnei Israel, but it's for us. It's a story for us that we should learn from, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to provide. But I just want to finish with the Ramban. The Ramban who says that the goal is to have faith in Hashem. The goal is to have faith in Hashem. So there's a Mechilta, there's a Machlokes, Rabbi Yeshua versus Rabbi Eliezer. So it says, Devar Yom B'Yomo. Rabbi Yeshua Mer, She'elakid Adam Min HaYom L'Machar V'Chem Erev Shabbos L'Shabbos. So Yeshua actually says that you collect for today, for tomorrow, and Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer Mer, She'lo Yelakid Adam Min HaYom L'Machar. Rabbi Eliezer says it's even stronger, requires even greater faith. You shouldn't collect for tomorrow. Rabbi Lezer requires a greater degree of emunah than Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you collect it, at least when you go to sleep, you know you have food for tomorrow. Rabbi Lezer says, no, you go to sleep today, you don't know if you have food for tomorrow. Lezer says, you collect the food today, for today, except for obviously Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua said, you collect for today till tomorrow. So, but if you skip a line, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Lo nitna Torah lidrosh el ochle Haman. So Rabbi Lezer says that this is only a lesson for the people of that generation. It's sort of too much for us. He said that this was for the people to work on their emuna. It was only for those people. They can handle it. They can handle going to sleep, not knowing whether they're going to eat tomorrow. Rabbi Yeshua basically says in the line above, a person can learn two halachos b'shachris and two halachos in the evening. V'asa malacha kol yom malav ki'ilu kim kol tarkula. Rabbi Yeshua says you could work during the day. You don't need such emuna. You can. Rabbi Yeshua is like, you can work today for tomorrow. Right? You can collect the man today for tomorrow. You can learn today. You learn in the morning, you learn in the evening, and you work, and that's enough. That's enough. Rabbi Lezer required the people of, at least the people in the desert, to know, go to sleep, and be nervous. Right? Ha keizet sad haya adam yoshev eshonav en yodeh me'an yochav yishtah me'an yobat yizkasa. Says, how can it be that a person could sit, and he doesn't know where his food's going to come from, where if he can have clothing, hello, nidna Torah lidrosh el ochle haman. So he says that this is all this devar yom biyomo of basically, going to sleep and not knowing what your food's going to come to tomorrow is only for the people of the desert. That was a supernatural existence. So both according to Bishu and Rabbi Eliezer, it wasn't the greatest, I guess, form of emuna, not knowing whether you're going to have food for tomorrow. That we in today's generation, we don't have to worry about that. We don't have to reach that kind of level. It's just interesting that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, again, I don't know if he got this from the Man, but Rav Shimon Bar Yochai has the highest level. He says, Efshar and the Gemara in Bracha, same thing with Rabbi Yishmael, he says that you don't have to, he said you don't have to worry at all. Efshar Adam Chorish B'Shas Charisha, Vzor B'Shas Zuriya, Vakotu B'Shas Ksira, Vadav B'Shas Torah Mate Aleha, what's going to be with Torah? And he says, Elabizman Shisrael Osim Ritzono Shalmakom, Malachtam Nasis Ayyadi Acherim. Right? He's saying, Rabbi Shimon Yochai in Mesechus Yoma, who said that each and every day, each and every day, what did he say? That you're worried, is Man going to fall tomorrow? So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who said each and every day you have to daven to Hashem, is food going to fall tomorrow? So he's also the one who says that basically if you're on the highest level, that you're doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your work will be done by other people. So I think that in the level, in the Ramban's understanding of Emuna, right? Now we have different explanations for the test of the Man. Rashi is just the technicalities. The Sforno Rechaim is, are you going to focus on spirituality when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of your material needs? The Rambam says for us, for later generations, to believe that we should understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to provide for those who are needy and who follow his will. The Rashbam Ibn Ezra, the goal is for us to dive into him. According to the Ramban, it's for us to have emunah. So I think you can learn it in a couple ways. You can say that Rabbi Yeshua said they didn't need the highest level of emunah. You can go to Hashem would make it fall today for tomorrow, so he wouldn't challenge him with such high level of emunah. Rabbi Lezer would say that no, you go to sleep not knowing whether you eat tomorrow, and Rabbi Lezer would say, but that was only for the people of that generation. Rabbi Shimon Yochai, who also says above in Gemara Yoma, who says that each and every day they'd be worried about whether they have food for tomorrow. He's also the one who says when they're on the highest level, we could live a sort of supernatural existence even in today's day and age. So that could reflect, different approaches in terms of how we live our life today. To what extent was the people of the desert, to what extent was their supernatural existence? What lessons can we carry to today? And is it simply a level of emunah? Or is it the extreme form of emunah that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai demands for us today if we're on that level?
Rabbi, yeah. I'm the same person, I'm also.